This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1828, Why Asking for Help Shows Confidence.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you pretend to understand when someone says something that you miss in English? Stop doing that. Today, Lindsay and Michelle talk about why asking for help actually shows confidence. Get more details today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, today is a special day.
I always like to share my birthday with our listeners on the show. Yes, today's my birthday, and I'm not going to tell you what birthday it is, but I'm excited to share the day.
Yay! Well, happy, happy birthday. I'm sure everybody listening wishes you just all the best, and from me Thanks. Too, and the whole All Ears English team, happy birthday.
Thank you. I mean, all I want is a chocolate lava cake.
Okay. Yeah, so, just how that lava just like oozes out.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I hate when I don't get cake on my birthday. I hate that. So hoping for a cake.
Yes, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, Lindsay, I mean, what did, like, give us some wisdom. Like, what have you learned in your life?
Ooh, okay. So I'd say the most important thing I've learned, and I'm still learning it, by the way, I still struggle with this at times, is learning to ask for help, having the confidence to ask for help when I need it, and knowing that that's not weakness. That's actually confidence when you ask for help. That's a huge mindset shift, Michelle.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, you said like you're still kind of working on this. Like,
yes.
Why do you think, I think maybe our listeners can relate to this. And I mean, I certainly can. This feeling of sometimes not wanting to ask for help, whether it's language learning or anything else, really, not wanting to ask out of fear of making, of feeling like that makes it look like you don't know what you're doing or that you're, I don't know, just not confident in some way.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if this is also a pretty Western mentality because we're so individually minded, right? That we always say, I mean, we praise kids. Oh, you tied your shoes all by yourself, right? That's such a common expression. We teach kids, we teach our culture to be independent. So when it comes to asking for help, it's like we have to admit to ourselves, we can't do it on our own. But I've also seen our students all over the world in Asia, South America, struggling asking for help. So maybe it's not just Western, you know, maybe it's not just American culture, let's say.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, what about specifically for help when you are practicing a language? I mean, you've lived abroad many times. Like when you don't know something in a language, have you felt that fear of asking for help?
Yeah. I mean, I've tried, like when I was living in Japan, I tried to set up situations right from the beginning when I could, where I could always ask for help. I had two great language exchange partners. We would meet in the cafe before work. I had my manager was Japanese and my assistant manager, and they loved that I was learning Japanese. So I could ask them. It was fun. Like, we made it fun. I didn't put any pressure on it. You know, that's the key. So you set up people in your life that know you're learning, know you care, and you can always ask them because you're being wholehearted about it.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, some of the things you might be asking, right, are like maybe asking someone to clarify something, right? Mm-hmm. You're not sure what they meant. What else?
Okay, well, for sure, asking what a word or an idiom means. Guys, you can't possibly, even if you've listened to every single episode of All Ears English, which some of you guys have, we know.
Yes.
You can't possibly know every word in the English language, and that is totally okay. Right, Michelle?
I don't know every word in the English language. Oh. Do you?
Heck no.
No. No. We have things on this show where, I mean, like, we just had that episode, like, of, about to flag, and I didn't really know what that meant.
Right,
and it's just natural. Like, no, I don't think anybody knows every single word in their own language.
No way. It's impossible. So we have to be able to ask this. Or for our listeners, you may be in the situation where you're saying that you didn't understand what was said.
Right.
You know, don't pretend to understand. Okay. Right. I want to say that again because don't do it, guys. We know sometimes it might be easier to do that, but it's going to get you in trouble later.
That's right. Oh my gosh. Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I think sometimes people don't want to ask because out of fear that it will show they're not confident, or maybe they don't want to ask, but we're going to go over some misconception. So a misconception is, what does that mean? A misconception? That's a bonus word.
Yeah. Misconception. Great word for today. This means something that everyone believes, but it's not necessarily true.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So like a misconception about asking for help is that, it sounds like you don't know like what you're doing.
Yeah, totally. That's a common misconception, but that's not the case. It is okay. No. It shows confidence, right? Yeah. I feel like when we were talking about this earlier this morning, it was our epiphany of the day, right?
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was kind of a cool moment.
It was a cool moment. And we realized actually that is total confidence, asking for help. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Or people might think that it sounds like your language skills aren't very strong. Like if you have to ask what a word means,
I
don't want to show that I don't know what this word means.
Right.
Or what's another misconception?
Yeah, you may think, so these are things that you guys might think are true, but they're not true. You may think, people will think that you weren't listening. I just want to be clear of what we're saying here.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't mean that. No, people are not going to think that, you know, especially hanging around people who have tried to learn other languages, you know?
Right. So we want to kind of dispel these myths. So to dispel a myth means to like kind of break it, to show that it's not true, right?
Exactly. So why do we think that asking, you know, we had this epiphany this morning and we were really excited about it, you know, and we want to make sure you guys know this, that it does show confidence. But why, Michelle? Why?
Right. Well, I think that it shows that you're not worried about admitting that you didn't hear something, that you don't know something, right? Like it's like you're not too proud, right? You are confident with being like, okay, well, I don't know this and that's okay. I mean, one thing is, you know, make sure it isn't something you really should know. Like if it's like, that's been like, you've gone over a million times and it just, you know, like we want to be clear. Like if it's something, you can still ask, but you know, if it's something that's been gone over 100 times by your boss I don't know that because, you know, you never know. But in general, it's okay to admit these things.
Yeah, completely. And now that I think about it, you know, as a native speaker, I think it does the same thing, right?
Yeah.
If I'm a native speaker talking to another native speaker and I ask them, oh, sorry, I don't quite understand, or I didn't quite understand what you said. Could you go over that again? That shows confidence too, right? So it's not just you guys learning languages that need to worry about this. We also show confidence when we ask someone to slow down, right? This also shows that you're human, of course, which is endearing to people. People like to see that someone is human.
Yeah, it sounds so silly, but it's true.
Yes.
Like, and guess what? You can also show off your language skills just by asking.
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe you don't know this word, but you know a ton of other words mm-hmm. that can help you ask the question.
Exactly. So, you know, this morning we were talking about an example where you are imagining an object and then you have to describe that object, but you actually use very interesting language to describe that object. So you show your fluency and you practice your fluency.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, Lindsay, what's the danger of not asking? We touched on this a little bit, but let's go over it again.
I mean, you could miss something important. You might get the directions wrong, and you could go down the wrong path. You could be missing things. You could be doing an assignment entirely wrong. So that's what's at stake.
Yes.
Right, Michelle, that's what's at stake
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah, you know, of course, I'm thinking of an episode of Seinfeld. Because when am I not? But like, it's been, yeah, I think it's like that George, like,
what happened?
I can't remember exactly, but he like didn't hear. I think they were in the bathroom or something, and he was mm-hmm. and maybe he walked out of the bathroom for a second and didn't realize that someone was giving him an assignment, and then the whole episode he has no idea what he's doing. I'm pretty sure. So guys, if you've seen that one, let me know. But
That's so funny.
Yeah, you don't know, like, if you just like, yeah, I got it, and then it becomes harder and harder.
Oh my gosh.
To go back and ask, like, that's
stressful.
Uncomfortable.
And stressful. Oh. I mean, honestly, isn't it more stressful in the long run to pretend you know something, try to fake it, yeah. and always be thinking, am I doing this wrong, versus yeah. just asking and getting it clear? Yeah. I mean, that's more stressful the first way.
I completely agree. So, Lindsay, let's do some key phrases.
Okay. Yeah, because we need the vocab to do this. Now that our listeners have decided they're going to start,
yes.
you know, guys, start asking for clarification. Okay. Sorry, could you repeat that? Is one simple thing you could say.
Mm-hmm. Or you could say, would you mind explaining that word? Or would you mind explaining that idiom?
Mm-hmm. Or what was that last thing you said? Right.
I
like the intonation there, Michelle, too. Could you repeat that one for us, too, with your intonation? Mm-hmm.
Sure. What was that last thing you said?
Yeah. So it sounds interesting. We've got intonation going here. We've got fluency. So you just need that last piece. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then you can also, if you're really not sure, you can ask someone to write something down. Sometimes that helps me. So you could say something like, are there any written directions, or could you write that down, or something like that?
Yeah, totally. I love that idea. Oh man, I was actually at Home Depot the other day and trying to return some shades that we measured incorrectly, Michelle. Ooh, quite a task. Oh. And I was out of my wheelhouse being at Home Depot and not knowing what they were talking about with these shades. So I had to really like slow down, ask for clarification. What do you mean by this and this and this? You know, it happens to us a lot. We're out of where we hang out normally.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's good that you asked, because yeah, if you had just stood there, like I think people can see through to like, you know, that fear of not mm-hmm. of not asking. Like, you should ask. Like, you are the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
you need to understand what you're doing, you know? So like mm-hmm. you should ask, and I think that shows confidence too. Even though you're showing, you're not a shades expert. You know, that's okay.
True.
You don't work at the store. You're not to like,
yeah.
So that's fine. It's okay not to be an expert in everything. So admitting that and asking the questions shows you're confident. Whereas, you know, do you ever see, you know, I mean, the other way to do it would be just if you're kind of nodding your head and you're like, you know, and people can see through.
Yeah. And I mean, in this case, you know, there was a lot of money on the line, right? Shades are really not cheap at all. So guys, it's not, you know, stick with yourself, you know, whether it's you need to get money back, it's something important like that. I ended up walking out of there with a $500 credit at Home Depot.
Oh.
And if I had just pretended to understand and said, okay, no problem, I would have lost $500. Right.
Well, that is very exciting.
I spent 2 hours and I dug in my heels, and obviously I was very polite and, you know, talked to the people, but like we figured it out, even though I didn't really understand much that we were talking about. So it's not always money on the line, but sometimes it is. If you're living in the United States, you have to return something, you have to figure something out, stick with yourself, right? Because you're worth it.
Absolutely. I love that. So, all right. So we're going to do a little role play just with one of these examples, but just a little taste. All right. So Lindsay, you just explained a new project and I didn't hear what the last step was.
Okay. All right. So that's it.
Okay. What was that last thing you said?
Oh, step three? Oh, yeah. It's a bit odd. So basically, and then I'm going to go on and explain it to you again.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's fine. The other thing I could have said was just, oh, okay. And then had no idea what I'm doing.
I know. Well, that's the problem. And honestly, sometimes we just don't hear someone. I mean, today we were on a call and we just didn't hear a part of the question that was asked to us. Right, Michelle?
Right.
And we just had to ask for that clarification. You have to do it. You know, and that can be frustrating when you don't hear something well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it certainly can. So, yeah, I mean, Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right. So, guys, it's about admitting that you don't know something. It really does show confidence. It's also about having faith in yourself that you are worth it. Your task is worth it. Whatever it is you're trying to do, whether it's at work, out in the world, or trying to return something at a store and trying to work through all these details, right? Stick with it and ask those questions because it actually does show that confidence.
Absolutely. I love it. Okay. Well, this was a lot of fun. I'm glad we came to our epiphany today, our famous epiphany.
So good for our listeners to get this. Guys, you know, keep us up to date. Send us your questions, by the way. We love your questions to base episodes on your questions. So send them to Lindsay@allearsenglish.com. All right. Good stuff, Michelle.
All right. This was fun, Lindsay. Guys, be confident and ask the question.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.